Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.
All right, you're very welcome back. 53106 as ever is the text number here. If you want to get in touch with us on Off the Ball this Friday evening, you can tweet the show at Off the Ball, or you can get us on facebook.com/Off the Ball as well. We are going to bring you some time spent in the company of the legendary Peter Alice a little bit later on. But for now, we're focused on the Lions. It's funny who you meet. Willie John McBride, Ray McLaughlin and Ronnie Lamont were strolling around here a little bit earlier on today, and they very kindly dropped into our studio, and here's how the conversation went.
I'm privileged to say that we're in the company of greatness. Ronnie Lamont, Ray McLaughlin and Willie John McBride are with us. Willie John, we had a huge response to the piece that we did in the RDS last week. I don't know what the response that you got was like, but we very rarely had as much of a response as we got to that. So thanks very much. I did remember, though, that a lot of your stories seem to centre around Ray McLaughlin. And now that he's here in your company, I wonder if you could remind us about some of the happy times that you spent on tour together.
Well, you know, Ray and I actually go back a long way because we had our first caps together for Ireland and we had our last caps together for Ireland. So there's been a big connection in there in, what, 14 years, I think it was, overall. And we went on, it was my second tour, but we went on the 66 tour to New Zealand together. And then we went on the 71 tour to New Zealand together. So there's been a big connection over the years.
Yeah.
And I made the mistake, you know, as a young man trying to follow him around, and I learned a lot of very bad habits. And sadly, I have retained those over the years. But it's nice to be with him again here today. But we're so old now, we don't learn anything new at all.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. You know, but anyway, we couldn't cope with new tricks at this stage of life.
There does come a point where you've had enough learnings and experiences, and it's just about wisdom, I guess. Some of those campaigns were pretty violent campaigns. There were pitch battles in the matches.
Yeah, well, going back for a moment to Willie John and myself, we got our first caps and our last caps and the same day. And we thought we did okay in between, but I was at a quiz, table quiz, in Belvedere a few years after retiring, where one of the questions was, what did Willie John McBride's and Ray McLaughlin's first and last caps have in common? And they all turned to me and said, you'll know the answer to that. But I didn't. I hadn't a clue. And the answer was, they were both resounding defeats. Fortunately, the in-between bits were in Japan. So what was the question?
The Lions tour. That you were on that famous Lions tour. That game in Canterbury, I think, is...
Yeah.
That's where your season, your tour ended, was it?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, no, I was saying, you know, that was a rather vicious game. I don't think there was a ball in the field for him in the first half hour, and we sorted things out the other way. I suppose the Irish guys were the guys who could play a long time without the ball anyway. But that game got a bit out of hand, and Ray, who I thought was an intelligent man, he hit a guy called Alec Wiley on the head and broke his thumb, and that was the end of his tour, sadly.
I didn't appreciate that his head was made of concrete. All the way through.
Yes, absolutely.
What is your recollection of that tour?
Of the tour?
Yeah.
God, I have a million recollections.
What's the best ones?
I couldn't tell you that.
No, are they?
I'll tell you a good one.
Yeah, okay.
I was not tour.
The first one.
1766.
No, yeah. This was 66 I'm talking about. And we had the match in Canterbury, but that was really nothing to the match the following week, which was called the Battle of Auckland. And I presume people have not really heard about that. But it's caused me to hold a record that I don't really want to hold. I went off that field that day in a line, walking off, and I was assaulted by a granny.
Right.
And I was berated about the head with an umbrella. And unfortunately for me, McBride was following behind, and he gently lifts the umbrella from her, breaks it in two, and hands it back to her. And then says to me, why do I always have to save you? Now, how do you live that one down?
Well, at least you didn't tell everybody that story. Or is that part of your repertoire?
Yeah. No. But I've saved his life.
Yes, life. From a Giles Sunday Express type granny. Yeah. She was about 5'2", 1. But I haven't lived that one down yet.
It does sound like you guys had the time of your lives on those tours. That's you know, you're away from
home.
Survival
was the main thing, really, quite honestly. As you say, I got an arm very badly injured on that tour, and it never came completely right. But it was tough going, and it'll be really tough going tomorrow. You've got to go beyond yourselves to beat the All Blacks. They did last week. Depends on their depth of mental attitude. Never mind skill or anything else, their depth of mental attitude. Can they produce tomorrow again?
With knowing when you were going out onto the field that it was going to be a violent experience, could you enjoy it? Could you actually enjoy those games? Or was it, when you talk about survival being the thing, was that literally about survival?
But I think...
Is it only afterwards you get to enjoy it?
You play a very aggressive physical game against New Zealand. You always have done. They expect it. They expect you to hand it out, and they will do exactly the same. They are tough cookies. And there's a very limited line between what is legal and what isn't legal.
Yeah, they seem to pass it many times and get away with it. Yeah. Ray, did you enjoy the games? Like, could you enjoy those matches knowing that you're going out to take a physical pummeling?
Well, I think this physical pummeling bit is overstated a bit. That Canterbury match in the second tour was an unusual one. They were all pretty tough matches, but not to the point that you didn't enjoy them.
I
don't think it was a match in either tour that I didn't enjoy that I played in. The tour then was an entirely different product to the tour today. And the first tour that really John and I and Ronnie went on, it was 5 months, whereas today's is 5 weeks. Every single provincial match was a match to the death for the locals. Every top player was allowed to play. And some of these matches were nearly as tough as the test matches. And in those days, you had no mobile phones, you had no selfies. You could spend all day throwing dwarfs and nobody would know about it.
Yeah, so you did?
No, I didn't really get into that. So you tended to settle into living a different life for 5 months.
Right.
Isolated into a different world.
It's crazy, 5 months, when you think about it.
It was crazy, but terrific. You know, it's just a great experience. And
I guess you're young men and...
And in our first tour, there was 13 Welshmen touring New Zealand, known as... Nowadays, you know, there can be 30,000. And I've often said that Brian O'Driscoll will never line out against 80,000 people and have 79,983 shouting for the other side. And it's a different experience to that than these guys have now.
As in, there were no fans going with you. It was literally you guys on tour and a couple of...
And the press travelled with us all the time, stayed in the same hotels, went in the same buses, flew in the same planes. There was never a word told out of school. It was a different culture altogether.
Yeah.
And it was an entirely different product. A fantastic experience. There are a lot of things about the game today that are much better.
Yeah.
But there's some things that are not. And one of the things that is not is the Lions Tour. There's nothing at all these days that will compare with the experience that we had in these Lions Tours.
Because you were free to go off and have a good crack.
But there were also serious contests.
Every
single match in New Zealand, every single match was a real heavy-duty contest. But you went to all these lovely places. It's a wonderful country. Similarly in Australia... And, you know, it was truly a tour. These things really aren't tours. They're three test matches over 2 weekends.
Yeah.
And a couple of other matches thrown in as well. Different product.
Researching the piece in the RDS, I read a story about an incident in South Africa where there was a ruckus downstairs in a hotel and you came downstairs smoking a pipe. The manager comes over and says, "Here, listen, I'm calling the cops," and you take the pipe out and go, "Will there be many of them?" Is this true?
Yeah. Well, it's nearly like that. Yeah, it was in the middle of the night, and we just won the series, and the guys obviously were relaxed and sort of and maybe going over the top of it, and the manager in the hotel wasn't very happy, and they came and got me. A couple of the players came and got me and said that there's a bit of trouble here. I think you better come down and try and sort it out. And then the manager, I stood and listened to this, and I puffed a pipe at the time, and I was listening to this, and I was in my underpants. I'd been in bed, and I stood and listened to this, and I could gather very quickly he didn't like us very much. And the guys were there having their drinks and all the rest of it, and most of the team were there. And then he said, "You know, I've had enough of this," he said, "I'm going to get the police." And I don't know whether it's the Irish in you or what it is, but when you're in a situation like that, you ask questions. So I said, "Do you think there'll be many of them?" And of course the whole place just erupted. And I remember he went to this lift, and then I could see him sort of thinking again to what I said. And he turned round and he came across and he looked up at me and he said, "You know, that was very good," he said. And I said, "Look, I see it, the guys go to bed now, it's better we sort this out in the morning." So I still owe that guy a drink. I never saw him again. But we got the thing sorted out. But, you know, I think it was great at that time. Like, at the end of the day, there really wasn't any great damage.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it was great. That today would make huge headlines in the media. And I think that that's one of the things, which is sad, because when players go away to the far side of the world, there is a time to relax and there is a time to take things seriously. And I think we had the opportunity as amateur players to do that. And money is so much more important and so much and very, very much part of this professional game that we have.
Yeah.
And that's probably why these games are cut down to various sizes, so that they get the big crowds and they play against the tougher teams.
Yeah, and of course somebody has to pay the wages.
Yeah, because
and
in those days, we literally, over that 3 or 4 month period, we took our game to every little corner of New Zealand. It was wonderful to be part of that, and it was certainly a great experience, as Ray says.
Well, listen, it's been, it's been a privilege spending some more time in your company. Thanks a million, guys, and enjoy the match tomorrow morning.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, now also today, our colleague Alan Quillen couldn't make it to the golf because he's in New Zealand watching the Lions. He caught up with both Sean Fitzpatrick and Ian McGeachan in New Zealand ahead of that final test against the All Blacks. You're going to hear from the former Lions head coach, Ian McGeachan.
I'm here with Sir Ian McGeachan. Ian, first of all, I'm going to ask you about your health last week. The rugby community got a bit of a scare, and I'm glad to see you're looking well now. Tell me what happened.
Yeah, thanks, Quinny. A lot better now. A rough bug at the wrong time, which just keeled me over for a little bit. So the downside was not seeing the test win, but thankfully well looked after in Wellington, and fit and raring to go, and looking forward to tomorrow now.
How impressed were you with the Lions' reaction after been probably physically dominated in that first test and actually getting the result last week? It wasn't pretty at times, but they got the result, and surely they can take a lot of confidence from that leading into the third test.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I think they knew they had to be more physical at the breakdowns, and I think more accurate. I think we've got this nasty habit of staying on the ball, which allows them to slow it down. I thought we targeted their arriving players far better, far more accurately, which left a bit of space around the ball to play, and I thought we managed the game well. The downside was the penalty count, which I think kept New Zealand in the game, but I thought the last 15 minutes we played exceptionally well, and I thought the Conor Murray, Johnny Sexton, Owen Farrell little triumvirate in the middle of the team became critical and to the way the Lions played in that last 12 minutes or so, and really won the game, and we were accurate in those breakdowns, and suddenly, you know, they've created the space ahead of the ball that people like Conor Murray can exploit, and I thought his try just reflected how much right the Lions have got.
You speak about the discipline there, and that was probably the hottest topic after the obvious thing of winning the test match, something to really address this week. As a former Lions coach, what would you have said to the players, and do you think they can fix that discipline issue this week?
I think so, because, you know, the penalties given away were not ones which had to be given to save a situation. You know, they were careless, and I think they will have been pretty hard with themselves. I think they'll have seen it. I think the coaches will be pretty hard, would have been hard with them, because there was no reason to give them away. And I think, you know, one of the big pressurised situations coming out of the game this weekend will be keeping New Zealand out of the game and off the scoreboard, because it will be a different game. It'll be 15 against 15. And I think they should have the discipline, because defensively, you know, they've been so good, and I thought they upped their defensive game last week. People talked about the All Blacks getting 20% better after the first test. I thought the Lions got 30% better defensively after that test, and they'll have to do the same again. So you need the discipline to go with the good defensive setups that they're now playing to.
Everybody's talking about the expected backlash from the All Blacks. can the Lions cope with that? You mentioned about raising their game from 20% from the first test. Can they raise it again under 20% and deal with that backlash?
Well, I think the big thing is, you know, where the intensity comes from. Yeah, the set piece, it's been pretty much parity at scrum and line out. The intensity comes from the breakdown, you know, from the back row days. You know, that often dictates how quickly or how slowly you play, how quick the game is, how quick the decisions are that you have to make. And the better you are at the breakdowns, the more physical, but the more accurate. I don't think it's just physicality. I think it's actually understanding the accuracy of being able to challenge their players around the ball. And I thought the Lions did it really well last week, and they'll have to do it again. But there's no reason why not. And I think with that understanding and that cleverness around the breakdown, then they'll force New Zealand into another tough test match.
Sean, given what happened last week in Wellington, how much of a reaction do you expect from the All Blacks tomorrow night?
I'm thinking that it would have been, the tension in the camp would have been a lot bigger than what it was the week before. Just with the anticipation being 1-1 is a little bit concerned to everyone. It was 1-1 in 1993, and we're not a patch of the team in 93 that we are today in 2017. And it was probably the worst week of my life. Everyone thought that everyone should have been dropped on the team. You know, talking about 71, the only other team that's lost to the Lions. So, you know, this team of 2017 is an outstanding team. I actually thought they played quite well in Wellington. They just didn't close the game out. At 18-9, at 60-minute mark, the bench didn't come on and close the game out. So I think they would have sorted that out. And with that, you know, the intensity within the forwards will be a little bit higher. Kieran Reid playing his 100th test is a big thing for the All Blacks. And then we've got a couple of young kids that have come in. Nani Lamape at 12, who came on last week. I thought he played really well last week, actually. He's a young kid. And then you've got Geordie Barrett, who I think is one of the hottest properties in world rugby at the moment. He's a big man. He's 6'4". He can run like the wind. He's good under the high ball, which will be tested on Saturday, I'm sure. So he's at 15, and then I think just to stiffen it up in terms of a bit of experience, they've brought up Julian Savea, who's been on the outer. He hasn't played any rugby in the first two tests, played on last Tuesday against the Lions for the Hurricanes. He's 46 tries, I think, and 60 odd internationals. So he's there, and then Israel Dagg moves back to the wing. So a good back three. The young kid Ione, Yuriko Ione, who was a star here, just not forget, only 2 weeks ago, he's been taken out of the squad, and I think that's, you know, fair enough. He's had a big couple of 2 weeks. But I'm expecting a huge game and huge intensity, and if the All Blacks play well, they should win.
Is there any extra pressure on the All Blacks? Obviously, look, it's a huge series, and it's a series decider. They haven't lost back-to-back since 1998, so that's kind of an incredible record. Does that add extra pressure to the All Blacks?
Oh, I think so.
You don't lose two in a row.
No, we don't very often, and 98 is a long time ago, but the ironical thing is most of these guys have never lost in New Zealand. That's an added pressure, but you know, this is a hugely experienced team. They know how to deal with these pressures. Most of them have won back-to-back World Cups, and they all know they like this. They like being under pressure. They like everyone talking the Lions up. Remember the first test, everyone was, you know, talking about the Lions, what they were going to do. No talk of the All Blacks. And the All Blacks have just been going about their work, happy the Lions were down in Queenstown having a bit of fun while they are up here working. And they'll use all those little things as motivation to play well on Saturday.
You're working here for Sky, so you're watching both teams really closely. I just want to ask you about your opinion on the Lions 23, unchanged. Right. Is that the right call from Warren Gatland?
I think so. I sort of said right from the start that this will be a very competitive 41 players that are coming to New Zealand, very challenging. They'll get better with every game, and they've done that without question. I think Gatland's done a fantastic job. To think only 6 weeks ago these four nations hadn't played together, and they've turned in a result in that second test that was very good. I think he's made the right decision. Maybe the only thing I would have changed, I probably would have bought McGrath in at tight head instead of Vinopola, who I think has played really well, gives away a lot of penalties, and I think in saying that the referee is going to have an influence on Saturday. He's very technical at scrum time, and I think if anything, Vinopola has been a little bit exposed at scrum time, and I would have thought they would have brought in a specialist who's played very, very well. Both those Irish props have been outstanding. And to try and put a bit of pressure on the All Blacks there, then Bing Vinopola on 30, 35 to go is a real impact off the bench, because as we've seen, the bench can have a real impact. And you know, I thought Courtney Laws last week did the job. So that's probably the only change I make. I think, you know, 10-12, I thought Sexton was really good at 10, worked well with Farrell, created opportunities. Shawnee O'Brien sort of in the defensive line worked well. They may not need to use that this week with Sonny Bill Williams being out in terms of defensive stuff. But no, I like what I've seen, and the back three have worked well. And, you know, to be able to keep the same team 2 weeks in a row is a real show of confidence and ability of the team that they've got there now.
We've seen a lot of improvement defensively from the Lions, particularly from the first test.
Yeah.
Do you think that intensity from both sides is going to go to another level this week?
Yeah, I thought the intensity, I think the All Blacks have got that sort of line speed sort of sorted out from the defensive side of the Lions, but I, you know, in terms of the intensity, it was definitely up last week. I thought the forwards played very well. Elwyn Jones, the presence around the contact area. I think they need to be a bit careful. They're slowing the All Black ball down, as the All Blacks have done previously, and they're getting penalised, cynically giving away penalties. I thought Toji was lucky he didn't go in the bin. But it's working for them. They'll do it as long as they can. I'm sure the All Blacks will be a lot more accurate at the breakdown in terms of looking after the ball a lot better, like they did in the first test. And then looking after the line speed. The All Blacks have been shut down. I think they've lost a bit of confidence in terms of wanting to play rugby in Wellington. And I think I mentioned, or you mentioned, in terms of, you know, Bodie Barrett just playing at 10. Just play him at 10. And let him get into the game. He's the best 10 in world rugby at the moment, so let him play at 10 rather than shifting him back to fullback, and let him play. And that's the problem. They've gone back into their shell, which is playing into the hands of the Lions.
You've a little wry smile on your face since I met you a few moments ago. As a former New Zealand captain, I suspect if I was to ask you to call the match, you'd be picking the All Blacks.
It'd be hard to bet against the All Blacks, just purely if they play well and they keep 15 men on the field the whole time, they should win. But this is not a fait accompli. No question or doubt, this Lions team is here to win, and they've got an opportunity. That is a real opportunity, and if they can just get into the game, bit of the rub of the green, get the scoreboard ticking over, put the All Blacks under pressure, have a go at them. That's the thing that we saw with the Irish in Chicago last year. We saw with Conor Murray when he scored his try on Saturday. You've got to take them on. If you just sit back and let them play their game, you're going to get beaten. So I'm expecting one heck of a test match, that's for sure. And it's fantastic. And the fans have been phenomenal. That test match in Wellington was the best atmosphere I've ever seen. And I'm sure that on Saturday we'll see a sea of red, but there'll be a tint of black everywhere, I can assure you.
That was Sean Fitzpatrick in conversation with Alan Quinlan a little bit earlier on today. 53106 is the number here if you want to get in touch with us. Up after the break, the legendary Peter Alice.
Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.